Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the motion that the report of the Standing Finance Committee be adopted. But Mr. Speaker, before I embark on my contribution to this debate on the estimates, I wish to crave your indulgence, Mr. Speaker, in permitting me to specially thank the constituents of Choiseul Saltillis for the support which was given to me in the general elections. And I also wish to thank them for their patience, as for these past few months have been difficult ones for me as I adjust to the business of government and the workings of the ministries under my charge, which at times, Mr. Speaker, I must admit, have precluded me from having the visibility that I would like within my constituency. I thank the people of Choiseul and Saltillis and reassure them that their trust in me and in the St. Lucia Labour Party is well placed. And together with my colleagues in government, we will weather, Mr. Speaker, every storm in our quest to deliver on our promise of better days. Mr. Speaker, I noted with some amusement the reference of the Honourable Member of Nicholls South to the fact that these estimates predict an excess of recurrent expenditure over recurrent revenue. But Mr. Speaker, after a mere 4 months in government, this fact is nothing but a clear reflection of what we inherited on assuming the reins of a government managed inappropriately by my colleagues on the other side. I also noted, Mr. Speaker, with equal amusement, the reference of the very same member to linehead 120 at page 300 of the estimates, and his suggestion that the difference between the revised and approved figures could spell trouble for Carnival. Mr. Speaker, I wish to assure this Honourable House and all Carnival revelers and enthusiasts that there is no need to fear. You see, Mr. Speaker, at page 482 of the estimates, there is a breakdown of grant contributions of the government under the subheading Cultural Development, which clearly shows that the figures for 2012-2013 mirror those for 2011-2012, the exact thing. It shows that just like last year, this government has committed $1,100,000 for Carnival celebrations. The summary of total expenditure at page 1 shows that for the years 2011-2012, the revised estimates for recurrent revenue to be $845,480,317. The revised estimates for recurrent expenditure for the same period, Mr. Speaker, was $895,382,000. A deficit, amazing, a deficit of $49,901,683. Mr. Speaker, the actual revenue for this period was $798,512,779. Mr. Speaker, this means that assuming that the projected level of recurrent expenditure remained intact, that there would be an actual deficit of $96,869,221. But despite this, I heard almost like a united choir of tailors the members on the other side clamor about cutting your coat according to your cloth, as if a budgetary surplus was ever a character of their tenure in office.
passage.
Strangely enough, Mr. Speaker, it also reminds me, brings me back to my days as a student of literature, when I read the works of Geoffrey Chaucer. And one of his works, Mr. Speaker, The Partner's Prologue and Tale, it was about a lay preacher. And this lay preacher, Mr. Speaker, gave one of the most enthusiastic sermons you could find about all of the vices and superfluities of life. And the reason why he could do it so well was because he suffered from all those vices himself. Mr. Speaker, the summary of total expenditure at Roman numeral 7 shows that for the Ministry of Tourism, Heritage and Creative Industries, a figure for total expenditure of $59,165,015, with a breakdown being recurrent expenditure of $5,214,300 and capital expenditure of $53,950,715, which can be found at page 505 of the estimates. Mr. Speaker, it is with the most profound chagrin that I publicly admit to agreeing, at least in part, with the sentiments echoed by the Honorable Member for Castries Southeast in his presentation, when he said, in reference to investment in tourism, that the returns will be good when money is well spent. Mr. Speaker, if you permit me to digress a bit, and I will refer to page 14 of our Blueprint for Growth, where this government, whilst in opposition, pledged to ensure that adequate financial resources are allocated to tourism promotion, which these estimates clearly show that we have done and have stuck to. But we went further, Mr. Speaker, on the said page to pledge that we will eliminate wastage of the St. Lucia Tourist Board budget. And in keeping, Mr. Speaker, with this latter pledge, the sum of $45 million allotted to marketing promotion will not be spent on whimsical revenue guarantees which cost us over $7 million in less than a year. They will not be spent, Mr. Speaker, on a trip to Dubai costing the people of this country $42,000 and netting a sum total of zero returns. They will not be spent on any out-of-this-world salaries being paid to friends of the minister for over $15,000 per month. The monies of this government, Mr. Speaker, will not be spent on boxing in paradise for over $3.470 million, which brought no money to paradise. They will not be spent, Mr. Speaker, on other self-aggrandizing schemes or conferences, such as CHA, $7.51 million. FCCA, $3.56 million. Million dollars. Mr. Speaker, and even worse, the monies of this country will not be spent on endorsing million-dollar travel bills for any minister of tourism or any other minister of government, or multiple $100,000 cell phone bills in excess of $170,000. Same exact figure. Mr. Speaker, the list can go on. Mr. Speaker, the sum of $4,833,041 at page 505 of the estimates, line head 208 shows the commitment of this government to widening the net outreach for the economic returns from tourism by investing in the rural communities, some of which at best, Mr. Speaker, could only experience marginal returns from this sector. As a result of this investment, Denry, Labri, Anslery Canries, Babono, and of course, Choiseul Saltibos, amongst others, will benefit directly from the investment reflected in this line head, plus the technical assistance in the sum of $801,416, which will ensure that the resources of the government are properly utilized, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having said this, I almost hear better days. Mr. Speaker, it doesn't take a tourism guru, but rather a practical thinker to realize that in the year 2012, a website is an absolute necessity as it contributes to the ease of doing business, amongst other things. When the website for which the sum of $25,000 has been allotted in Linehead 215 at page 505 of the estimates is developed, potential as well as current investors in the tourism sector can log on and immediately be connected to a guide to incentives that are available or other services beneficial to them in the Ministry of Tourism. Mr. Speaker, there is a new breed of entrepreneur who in some instances is waiting to be discovered through the creative industries sector. This government, realizing the importance of this sector to the future development of young entrepreneurs and the broad outreach of this sector, has given it the significance it deserves and will, in a proper and systematic fashion, move this ministry and sector into being. To do this, proper policy and legal frameworks must be established, which will thereafter guide the equitable distribution of grants and incentives. We will see the allotment of $2.5 million for the development of the sector, which is reflected at Linehead 203 on page 505 of the estimates, and $75,000 for the consultancies, which will develop the framework for the advancement of the sector and the consultative processes that will ensue. Mr. Speaker, whilst we are all anxious to see this sector up and running, we will all agree that any job done in the interest of our people is better than thoroughly and properly, the mantra of the St. Lucia Labour Party. Mr. Speaker, the people of Choiseul Saltibos, on whose behalf I now speak, are pleased with the allocations contained in these estimates. We wholeheartedly support the government in its drive to foster better days for the unemployed and have visions, and if I may use the word, of the nice benefits that the sum of $35 million at Linehead 272 on page 494 will bring to the young people of Daba, Jetwin, Saltibos, Diamond, Mogush, and PI, amongst others. Mr. Speaker, even the best of our prayers cannot preclude mishaps from taking place. With this in mind, we, the people of Choiseul Saltibos, find comfort in the wisdom and caring foresight of our Prime Minister, who through his office will provide that soulagement to those of our people who fall victim to distress. Mr. Speaker, this distress support fund of $300,000 at Linehead 249 on page 494 of the estimates would have come in handy to my supporter Grantley, better known as Suboy from Jetwin, who lost his children in the Monsieur disaster. This disaster in Monsieur also underscores the need for there to be an ambulance stationed in my constituency, ready and available to respond to the emergency needs of this, which I will argue is the largest geographical constituency in this island. It is thus our hope that the pleas made during the election campaign will be met with favor and realized under the line head 215 at page 499 of the estimates, which makes provisions for the sum of $726,000 towards the purchase and replacement of ambulances. Mr. Speaker, I will readily admit that there are police stations in a worse condition than ours. But having said that, I will also contend that ours in Choiseul can do with a facelift, as provided for in line head 234 at page 499, which will enable it to structurally match the spirits of the officers who it houses, those officers who have taken community policing to unprecedented levels in this constituency. Mr. Speaker, it is my firm belief, that both Cupid and Venus were born in Choiseul, as we are without a doubt the most loving part of the island. Unfortunately, however, in recent times, we have seen the instances of petty crime and delinquency rear its head amongst our youth. Whilst we can in no way suggest that Choiseul Saltibos has a crime problem, we see the benefits of the court diversion program and wish to take advantage of its provisions of $803,115, which is at page 499, line head 205. Mr. Speaker, for agriculture to prosper in my constituency and this country, it must evolve into an industry that attracts young and innovative entrepreneurs to its midst. In this regard, line head 233 on page 500 of the estimates, which provides the sum of $1,150,174 for the Youth Agricultural Entrepreneurial Project, will be of particular interest to the young in the farming areas of Delce, Diamond, Lamaze, Victoria, and Monjac. It is our hope that this new breed of entrepreneur will have levels of productivity and professionalism to cater for the demands of an ever-growing hotel sector and help to drastically reduce our food import bill. Our fishermen are thankful for the dredging works undertaken at the fisheries complex in the village of Choiseul through the joint efforts of the Ministries of Agriculture and the Ministry of Infrastructure, whilst we await a permanent solution to the problem that exists. Our patience in this regard, Mr. Speaker, will be bolstered by whatever assistance we could receive under line heads 216 and 219 at page 500 of the estimates for FADS and other fishing under the Fisheries Development Program. Mr. Speaker, apart from the benefits to be derived from the allocation for the development of the creative industries for the crafters of Café, Morgouge, Monsieur, and Delce, this sector can also benefit from the allocations of $200,000 and $100,000 respectively at line heads 232 and 234 on page 501 of the estimates for indigenous dyes and pigments and the vendor development program. Mr. Speaker, the Honorable Member for Castries East has always been a loved person in Choiseul Saltibos, and now even more so through his ministerial portfolio. as since assuming office, he has commenced the rehabilitation of roads and will ensure that finally the major road and infrastructural development which was commenced during the tenure of Honorable Ferguson John will continue during the tenure of this government. And we will see some much needed attention to be given to the roads in Daba and Saltibus, Gayabwa, Fiat, Jetwin, Lamaz, and others. Balka, definitely. Balka is special to me. The Williams family, my family, all are from Balka, our family. And we're hoping that this will be done under the line heads 233 and 277 on page 502 of the estimates for $8 million and $1,455,000 respectively. Mr. Speaker, under line head 270 on page 502, the sum of $8 million has been provided for slope stabilization. The landslides that almost rendered Daba and Saltibus inaccessible after Hurricane Thomas need to be repaired. And I trust that either from the sums provided for post-Thomas repair or from the slope stabilization, that we ease the fares of these constituents, the constituents in these areas. Mr. Speaker, it was during the last term of the Labour Party government that major work was done to the bridges in my constituency, where at that time the River Dore Bridge was upgraded. Mr. Speaker, I am sure that the Cuban engineers who visited our shores were amazed at bridges such as the one leading us to Jetwin and the one in the vicinity of Sabwisha still exist in this country. These bridges have far outlived their usefulness and are now an impassable hazard during bad weather. They need urgent replacement. Along with the Poor George Bridge, it is hoped that there is sufficient latitude in the sum of $13,375,000 provided in Linehead 240 on page 502 of the estimates to facilitate in whole or in part these needed improvements. Mr. Speaker, last night on my way home, I met a blind man who told me that even he could see how this government could fulfill its promise of jobs, jobs, and more jobs. But sadly, those members on the other side of this political divide appear to be still hoodwinked by the mire of political exile, that they are unable to see any reason or merit in the sustainable approach adopted to these estimates and to the credit of this government, and more so our Minister of Finance. At page 504, line head 209 of these estimates, this government proposes to do what the now opposition refused to do for 5 years and will utilize the consolidated fund and an allocation of $12 million through the constituency development program for the strategic development of the constituencies in this island. Through this program, Mr. Speaker, we will see all the projects that the Taiwanese funds were meant to do undertaken in an equitable and transparent manner. Mr. Speaker, when this government proposes initiatives like this, Mr. Speaker, silence amongst us will enable us to hear the strains of the song, "Better Days Are Coming." Mr. Speaker, Proud is back in full force. Step is back, Mr. Speaker, in full force. And coupled with the initiatives under Kudme Sentlisi, we will see work for our poor or unemployed, help for those elderly who are in need of it, and the proud ownership by our constituents of the lands that they have occupied for generations. Mr. Speaker, I have special thanks for Durban. I don't know how many ways to express my thanks to the people of Durban. But apart from what I have already mentioned in my presentation, I wish to say one more thing in relation to Durban. And it is that under Linehead 230, on page 507 of the estimates, I wish to inform them that their community center will be fully rehabilitated and then equipped. The Morgouche Community Center will be transformed into a fully functional human resource center, and as such will serve a dual and better purpose. Mr. Speaker, through education and sports, new opportunities will be created for the future generations of this constituency and this country. Whilst I applaud the enhancements which will be made to the Saltable School under BEEP at Linehead 235 on page 508 of the estimates, I point to the Lafargue School, which is in need of repair, the Diga Combined School, which has made its needs known to the district rep, and the PI and Morgouche Schools, all of which need attention. Mr. Speaker, we don't need to look far to see what Choiseul Saltables can produce. If you look to your immediate right, I'm sure you can see. So I implore the Minister of Education to meet as best as he can the needs of the schools in my constituency. Mr. Speaker, I see and will be pleased to partake in the allocation of $2 million at Linehead 201 on page 512 of the estimates for the upgrading of playing fields. And there are many, but Delce, Jetwin, PI, and Saltables fields immediately come to mind. And in addition, I must mention that my girls at Tetmon need a field to practice on so as to refine their cricket skills, which we hope can be favorably considered under Linehead 201. Mr. Speaker, I'll be brief, and I wish to thank you for your kind indulgence as you listen to my presentation on the estimates. Estimates which, Mr. Speaker, I say proudly, take us from bitter days to better days. I thank you.
Honourable Member for Babineau.
Through you, Mr. Speaker, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart